This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's topic is hope. In Surah number 39, Ayah number 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to proclaim, to announce that Allah has said, Ya ibadi, O my beloved servants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us by calling us His, that we belong to Him. We are His slaves, His servants. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Those who have severely wronged their own souls, those who have wronged themselves, those who have transgressed against themselves by committing sins, by living in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Never ever despair from the mercy of Allah. Don't you dare ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا Allah can and will forgive all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ Because most definitely He, Allah, is the constantly forgiving and the constantly merciful. Thawban radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that if somebody offered me everything in this world in exchange for this verse, I would not. Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala, when talking about this verse, he says this is Allah's invitation to all the sinners like us, that there is room for us in the mercy of Allah, to never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically, that's why he mentions those who have committed many, many sins and wrong themselves and darken their souls, that don't lose hope, because there's always room in the mercy of Allah. But turn back to Allah, reconnect with Allah, seek forgiveness from Allah. There's a hadith Qudsi, a sacred tradition, narration, where the Prophet says that Allah has said that, O my servant, Ibn Adam, O human being, son of Adam, child of Adam, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَعَ That if you sinned to the point where your sins piled up and stacked up on top of each other till they reached all the way to the sky, you filled up the whole earth with your sins. ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي And then you asked me for forgiveness once. لِأَنَّ فِعْلِ الْمَاضِ يَدُلُ عَلِ الْمَرَّةِ Because the scholars explain that the past tense verb in the Arabic language by default means something was done once, something happened once. So Allah says, you sincerely, honestly repented and asked me for forgiveness, even once. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ I have already forgiven you. وَلَا أُبَالِي And it was not a big deal. That's the mercy of Allah. Throughout this month of Ramadan, that's what we've been trying to learn, is how can we connect to Allah? We have witnessed the mercy of Allah. We have interacted with the mercy of Allah. Hopefully there's a lot that we take from this Ramadan. But as a bottom line, if there's nothing else we can remember, if we forget everything else, let's not forget the power, the magnitude of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's never forget that that mercy is always accessible for us, and it is greater than any sin that we can ever commit. So much so that in a hadith Qudsi, in a sacred tradition, Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah has declared, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي غَلَبَتْ غَضَبِي. That Allah, He Himself says, my mercy has dominated and overtaken even my own wrath. إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. That my mercy supersedes and overcomes my wrath. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always allow us to be connected to and to live within the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us recipients of the mercy of Allah in the life of the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. I want to thank you for following along with us on this series. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Qalam is dedicated to the mission of making the knowledge of this beautiful religion of Islam accessible to everyone. From the millions of people listening to the podcast, to the hundreds of thousands of people watching these videos, to the tens of thousands of people that are taking online classes, and so much more work that Qalam is doing, we here at Qalam are committed to continuing this good work. And this is where you come in. We're asking you to partner with us to secure your sadaqah jariyah. Of all the people that have benefited from Qalam, continue to learn from Qalam, and inshallah, in the future, we'll continue to learn and benefit from all the work that Qalam, inshallah, will continue to do. Please go to supportqalam.com and donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.